我想先请弟兄姊妹啊，和我一同来，读点圣经。
I would like to ask brothers and sisters to read a few verses with me from the scripture.
大家都知道，这一次我们是讲腓立比书。
Everyone knows that this time we're sharing about the book of Philippians.
我们的题目呢是向着标杆。
And the topic of this weekend's message is towards the goal.
那个题目呢是从这个腓立比书第三章第十四节出来。
And this title comes from Philippians chapter 3 verse 14.
保罗说我们基督徒要向着标杆。
Paul said as Christians we should press on toward the goal.
那我现在请大家呢打开第二章。
Now I ask you to open to chapter 2.
我们先读这个第一节到第四节。
Let us first read verse 1 through 4.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself. Sorry.
第二节那里啊，有这样的话说，要有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
In verse 2, it says, be of the same mind, maintain the same love, united in spirit.
这个英文的翻译好像有点不大对啊。在Darby 圣经里面这样翻。
In the Darby translation, it says,
think same thing, 最后变成 think one thing.
In the Darby translation, it says, think of the same thing and
Think one thing. 就是我们都思想一些相同的事，最后达到一个地步，变成大家思想一件事。
It means that let us all think about similar things, and then at the end, we achieve a state where we all think of one thing.
好，我们下面呢，我们从第五节读到第八节。
Next, let's read from verse 5 through 8.
我请所有弟兄姊妹和我一起来读，好不好
？I ask brothers and sisters to read it with me.
有圣经的人，大家打开了，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
嘿，这上面已经打出来，那很好啊，也不需要看圣经。那我们希望这一段话呢，弟兄姊妹能够细细的读它。
I pray that brothers and sisters can carefully read these verses.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹昨天晚上回去可能已经把它读过了。
I believe that many brothers and sisters, after you went home last night, you have already read it.
鼓励你们大家最好能把这段话把它背下来。
I encourage you, it is best to memorize these verses.
好，好，我们一起慢慢的来读啊。
Let's read it slowly and together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不只以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Verse 5. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
第五节这里说啊, 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Verse 5 says, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个心啊, 原文呢, 最好能把它翻成是心思。
Here, the word heart can better be translated as attitude.
或是mind.
Mind.
或者呢, 也可以把它翻译成为意念。
Or your thinking, your...
反正是心思了,我想就用心思好,好不好?Mind.
Let's use the word mind.
好,我们圣经就读这些。Let
us read these verses for now.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹交通道。
Last night we had fellowship with brothers and sisters.
神有一个目的。
God has a purpose.
这个目的就是基督。
And that purpose is Christ.
那么保罗呢, 就用神的目的作为他的目标。
And Paul used God's purpose as his goal.
在圣经里面哈, 在 菲律比书里面, 这个目标呢, 这个标杆呢, 只出现过一次。
In the scripture, in the book of Philippians, this goal only appeared once.
所以因此也, 也是提醒我们, 基督徒只有一个标杆。
And it also reminds us Christians that as Christians, we only have one goal.
我们不是有很多标杆。
We don't have many goals.
神的目的只有一个。
God's purpose, there is only one.
我们的标杆也只有一个。
And our goal, there is only
但是呢,
one.
对于保罗来讲, 这个标杆里包括四件重要的事情。
But for Paul, this goal includes four important things.
我相信你们, 没有经过这个睡一觉起来都忘光了吧。
I hope that you did not forget them all after sleeping for one night.
这四个点大家记住吗?
Do you still remember those four points?
第一个,
first is to know Christ.
第二个,
to gain Christ.
Okay. 第三个, 享受什么?
To enjoy Christ.
第四个, 表现基督,
to manifest Christ.
我们再来一遍, 第一个, 认识基督,
to know Christ.
第二个, 得着基督,
to gain Christ.
第三个, 享受基督,
to enjoy Christ.
第四个, 表现基督,
fourth, to manifest Christ. These four points.
弟兄姊妹们, 就是保罗在地上面的, 地上的一个标杆。
These four points is the goal for Paul on earth.
我们都以为说, 哎呀, 你看保罗的负担啊, 是要传福音, 是需要建立教会, 是要各处去奔跑讲道。
We think that Paul's burden is to preach the gospel, to spread the gospel all over the world. Or to do many other ministries in church.
但是保罗告诉我们呢,
but Paul tells us that all of these things are secondary.
因为保罗心中说,
because in Paul's heart, the goal that he wants to pursue the most,
他就是想说, 对基督有更多的认识,
that is to know more about Christ.
要更多得着基督,
to gain Christ more.
更多的生活中能享受到基督,
and to be able to enjoy Christ more in life.
更多的在人中间能够显出基督,
and to be able to manifest Christ more among people.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们每一个人都应当向着这个标杆往前。
Today, every single one of us should press toward this goal.
那么我们如何能够进入这个标杆所讲的这四个实际呢?
Then how can we enter the reality of these four points?
在菲律比书里面告诉我们,
Philippians tells us,
第一件重要的事情,
the first important thing,
就是我们需要心思上面有一个转换。
It is that we must have a change in our mind.
那么我们需要有基督这样的心思。
We need to have the mind of Christ.
我们都知道每个人都是有思想的。
We know that everyone has their own thinking.
我们也都知道这个思想对我们的影响是很大的。
And we know that what we think in our mind greatly influences us.
我们可以说你怎么想你就怎么活，对不对？
We can say that how you think is how you live.
我们的思想支配我们的生活。
Our thinking governs our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的事情上也是这样。
On spiritual things, brothers and sisters, it is the same way. 如果你的心
思意念先转换，
If your mind first changes,
那么你的整个生活就转换，
Then your life will change.
你的目标也转换，
Your goal change.
这样的话呢，它才能够引我们向着我们所向往的那个目标往前。
And then this way, it can guide us towards the goal.
我们要知道，在属灵的这个生活中啊，经历中啊。
We know that in spiritual life, in spiritual experiences,
啊，思想跟生命有密切的关系。
The mind and the life are closely related.
啊，我们的思想像什么呢？思想像一个管道。
Our mind is like a channel.
而生命呢，是一个活泉。
And our life is like a living spring.
我们都知道主给我们的生命，那一个是神的生命。
We know that the life that the Lord has given us is the life of the, is the life of the Lord.
这个生命是绝对的纯净的。
And that life is absolutely pure.
但是当这个生命从我们身上流出来的时候，
But when that life goes through us,
从我们这个管道里面出来的时候，
When it goes through this channel,
如果我们的心思是像基督那样的单纯的，
If our mind is as pure and simple as Christ,
那么这个生命的水流出来的时候呢，就能供应别人。
Then this water that flows out can supply other people.
否则的话呢，主的生命从我们身上流露出来的时候，就被我们污染。
Otherwise, when the water of the Lord flows through us, then it's polluted.
啊，我们在美国，我们都晓得这个自来水打开来就可以喝的，对不对？
We know that in the U.S., when you turn on the faucet, you can just drink the water.
那个水厂告诉我们说啊。要放心，我们这里的水绝对是可以喝的。
The water plants tell us that you can be absolutely reassured that the water is drinkable.
但是当这个水啊，从那个管子接到我们家里面来的时候呢？
But as the water flows through the tubes and it comes into our house.
如果我们这个管子啊，我们是个百年老屋啊，这个底下的铁管子是生锈的。
If the pipe we have are hundreds of years old and it is all rusted,
那么我到了你的家里，
then when I come to your house,
yeah, 拿个杯子，
and then you take a cup and you pour water into it,
孙弟兄请喝，
and then you say, brother, son, please drink.
我敢喝吗？
Would I dare to drink it?
你敢喝吗？
Would you dare to drink it?
不是那个水源地有问题。
It is not that the original water is the problem.
是我们这个管子有问题。
It is the pipe that is the issue.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
为什么今天很多神的儿女，
Why is it that today many children of God,
他们心里面很想啊，把这个生命能够供应给别人。
They very much want to be able to supply, provide their life for others.
但是通过了你这个污秽肮脏的这个思想管道，
But as it goes through this polluted mind, this polluted pipe,
这个水出来的时候呢，变成不能喝的。
When this water comes through, it is not drinkable.
所以污秽了很多人。
And it pollutes many other people.
今天在教会里这个很严重。
Today in a church, this is very serious.
人的这个败坏的心思啊，这个污秽的心思啊，污秽了很多的人。
This corrupt, this polluted mind corrupts many other people.
哦，那你说，我们还讲的不是世界上那种败坏污秽的东西啊。
And we're not even talking about the corruptible things of this world.
这里面可能有很多都是我们人觉得还很不错的东西。
There are many things here that men may think are good.
但是你的心思意念不是基督那样的心思意念。
But if your mind is not like the mind of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
许多时候这个生命的供应出来的时候呢，就走了样，就出了问题。
So therefore, many times when this life comes out, it is out of shape. It is problematic.
所以我们要晓得，今天呢，主已经把一个活泉，生命的活泉放在我们里面。
Today we must know that the Lord has already placed this living spring inside of us.
但是呢，我们的这个心思，我们的意念呢，管制了这个整个的水流。
But our thinking, our mind, controls the entire flow of water. We know that our thoughts and our mind are not things that we can see. But when life is manifested out, it is something that you can see.
所以在属灵的事情上, 其实在天然界里面是这样, 很多时候都是看不见的, 控制看得见,
and in the spiritual world, just as in the natural world, many times what the unseen controls the seen.
所以那个看不见的那个部分是很重要的。
Therefore, the unseen portion is very important.
所以作为一个基督徒,
so as a Christian,
我们要非常注意留意我们这个思想的问题。
We must very much pay attention to our mind.
啊, 你要知道, 神给我们的生命是新的,
you must know that the life the Lord has given us is new. But the mind is still old.
啊,
and let me give you a simple formula and you will know.
新的生命加上旧的心思,
a new life plus an old mind. What does that equal to?
啊, 等于什么?
What does that equal to?
知道吗?
Do you know?
等于旧生活。
It equals to old life.
啊, 一定要怎么样? 新的生命加上更新的心思出来, 才是新生活。
It has to be that the new life plus renewed mind, that brings you a new living.
所以你看很多基督徒啊, 信主是信主是没问题的。
So as you see many Christians, they believe in the Lord, that's not the problem.
但是活来活去还是他原来的思想。
But no matter how they live, they're still in the old mindset.
他从前怎么想的, 现在还是怎么想的。
How he used to think, he continues to think that way today.
所以那个新的生命一直表现不出来。
So therefore, that new life cannot be manifested.
所以我们知道吗, 今天基督徒属灵生命的问题在哪里吗?
So do you now know what is the problem with the spiritual life of Christians today?
所以我们要说, 一个美好的基督徒。
So therefore, we say that a good Christian.
好。 今天下午这个比较沉闷一点，我看你们有很多人要打瞌睡了。
I see that this afternoon, many people seems like you're gonna fall asleep.
打起精神来啊！You
have to, wake
我要问你们了，要考试。I
have to, I'm gonna give you a test.
啊，什么叫做好基督徒？你们告诉我。What
does it mean to be a good Christian? Let me ask you.
什么叫好基督徒？
What does it mean to be a good Christian?
啊，都不敢讲吗？ 啊，不睡觉的。
One who doesn't sleep.
还有呢? 啊, 什么样基督徒好基督徒?
What is a good Christian?
热心的基督徒好不好?
A zealous Christian, is that a good Christian?
啊? 好吗?
Is that good?
哎, 很多人点头了。
Many people are nodding.
有恩赐的基督徒是不是好基督徒啊?
A gifted Christian, is that a good Christian?
啊, 有人摇头。
I have people shaking their head.
哎, 那么, 能受苦的基督徒是不是好基督徒啊?
A Christian who can endure suffering, is that a good Christian?
哎, 这个我们同意啊, 好基督徒, 对不对?
We, this one we agree.
哎呦, 还很多嘞。
There are many others.
弟兄姊妹们, 其实这些呢, 都不够足以作为好基督徒一个定义。
These things are not sufficient to define a good Christian.
啊, 我今天给你们个准确答案, 你记住啊。
Today I'll give you the right answer.
好基督徒,
a good Christian
是里面有美好意念的基督徒。
A good Christian is one who has good thoughts in his mind.
啊, 或者他里面有基督的心思的基督徒是好基督徒。
Or inside of him there is the mind of Christ. That is a good Christian.
啊, 你要牢记这个。
You have to remember this.
啊, 以后人家说, 哦, 那个是好基督徒。
In the future, if people say that's a good Christian,
那我们就有一个标准啊, 你怎么来衡量, 对不对?
Then you have a standard. How do you measure that?
所以呢, 基督徒的这个心思意念是非常非常重要的一件事情。
So therefore, the thoughts and the mind of a Christian is a very important thing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天在地上的教会,
today, churches in this world,
我们大多数都注意的是外面的东西。
We pay attention to the outside thing.
哎呀, 我们喜欢人的恩赐。
We like people's gifts.
有的人呢, 能言善道。
Some people are very eloquent.
啊, 讲起道来了, 我们一直都不会打瞌睡, 听起来了, 这个很起劲啊。
And when they preach, we will never fall asleep. We're very energized.
但是你知道吗?
But do you know?
如果你没有基督的意念,
If you do not have the mind of Christ,
恩赐越大,
the more gifts you have,
对教会所产生的难处越大,
then the more problems, more issues you will cause the church.
你知道教会历史告诉我们很多大的难处都是由大恩赐的人 带进来的，你知道吗？
The church history tells us that many of the great problems that the church faced were brought by people who were greatly gifted.
如果你没有基督的这个心思，
If you do not have the mind of the Christ,
你的热心越大，难处越大。
Then the more zealous you are, then the more problematic it will be.
如果你没有基督的心思，
If you do not have the mind of Christ,
你就越追求越骄傲。
Then the more you pursue, the more arrogant you will be.
如果你没有基督的心思，
If you are without the mind of Christ,
你服事越多，怨言越多。
Then the more you serve, then the more complaints you will have.
如果你没有基督的心思，
If you do not have the mind of Christ,
你越受苦，你越定罪别人。
Then the more you suffer, the more you will condemn others.
所以你知道吗？基督徒这个心思意念的转换是一个非常关键性的一个东西。
Therefore, you know that the change of the mind of a Christian is a very important thing.
所以今天我们向着标杆。
So therefore, today we press toward the goal.
你必须要心思意念上有转换。
Then you must turn your mind.
基督的心思，也圣经也称它为是一个更新的心思。
The mind of Christ, the scripture also call it a renewed mind.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
今天教会的生活。
Today, the life in church.
最大的难处就出现在这个心思上。
The greatest problem is on this mind.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章告诉我们。
So therefore, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2.
基督徒要追求有 same mind, 非常重要，相同的心思非常重要。
So Paul tells us that Christians must pursue the same mind.
所以我们要在为什么要读经，要听道，要在一起去，就首先呢，我们在思想相同的事啊。
So why is it that we want to study Bible together and gather together? It is because first we need to have the same mind.
Think same thing.
We need to think the same thing.
到最后变成什么 ？Think one thing， 就思想一件事情。
And then at the end, we think one thing.
这就是圣经里面所讲的同心合一。
And that's what the scripture meant when it said of the same mind.
如果到了这样一个地步的时候，
when you are at that point,
那就是教会得复兴的时候。
That is the point when the church will be revived.
我们晓得保罗写腓立比书啊。
We know that when Paul wrote Philippians,
腓立比是一个很可爱的教会。
That the church of Philippi is a very adoring, dear, endearing church.
他们跟保罗的关系很近的。
They have a very close relationship with
Paul. 保罗很爱腓立比的教会。
Paul very much loved the church of
Philippi. 但是那个时候呢，保罗关在监牢里的时候，腓立比教会产生难处。
But when Paul was imprisoned in Rome, the church in Philippi, they had problems.
产生什么难处呢？
What was the issue that they faced?
在第四章第二节说啊。
In chapter 4, verse 2,
他说我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
He said, I urge that Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
你看英文的翻译也是要和谐啊，他不是，他是说呢，在基督里你们要有相同的心思，相同的意念。
Even the English translation says live in harmony, but actually it meant to be of the same mind.
那到底保罗说哈，谁要同于谁的意念呢？
So what does Paul actually mean? Who has to agree with whom?
保罗有没有对说，有阿爹啊，你要跟寻都基的意念一样。
Did Paul say that Euodia, you have to agree with the opinion of Syntyche.
或者寻都基啊，你要跟有阿爹的意念一样。
Or that Syntyche, you have to agree with Euodia.
他甚至要求他其他的同工啊，要帮助这两个姊妹啊，那个心思意念能够相同。
He actually urged the co-workers to help these two people so that they can be of the same mind.
不，保罗不意思不是这样。
That's not what Paul meant.
保罗没意思说寻都基你要同于这个有阿爹，有阿爹要寻同同这个寻都基不一样。
Paul did not mean to say that Euodia must agree with Syntyche or that Syntyche must agree with Euodia.
他在第二章告诉我们, 你们两个人都要有什么基督的心思。
In chapter 2, he tells us that the two of them must all have the mind of Christ.
如果你们两个人都有基督的心思, 那么你们就在主里面有了相同的心思, 就是同心。
And if the two of them both have the mind of Christ, then they have the same mind.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
基督的心思,
the mind of Christ,
这是全本圣经里面最美丽的心思。
Out of the entire scripture, that is the most beautiful mind.
也是全人类中间的所有的最美的心思。
And of the human, of the mankind, it is the most beautiful mind.
我们读这个腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节。
As we read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5-3,
哎呀，我们觉得真的很稀奇。
We find it amazing.
因为保罗呢，在肉身中没有跟随过主耶稣。
Because Paul, in flesh, he never followed Jesus.
啊，但是呢，神呢，给他一个特别的启示。
But Lord gave him a special revelation.
他能够看透主耶稣基督的心思。
So that he can see through the mind of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是圣经里面很独特的启示。
That is a very unique revelation in the scripture.
彼得、约翰这些人跟随主三年半，他们还不晓得主的心思是什么。
Paul and Peter, these people, they followed Jesus for 3.5 years, and they still did not understand the mind of Christ.
居然呢，保罗能够 穿透主的心思,
And Paul, he can see through the mind of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, this passage is very important.
好，我们大家再来把它读一下，
Let us read it one more time.
帮助你们提提精神。
It'll help you to
大家一起来,
be more awake.
中英文一起来, 我们大声地读了。
Let's read it loudly, English and Chinese together.
第五节到第八节, 来。
Verse 5-3.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心思，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，至于死，且死在十字架上。我想我把这个给你们当做一点这个家庭作业，好不好？
Let me give this to you as a homework.
从现在开始就到明天早晨，你把它背下来。
That from now until tomorrow morning that you memorize this.
好，我们明天早晨聚会啊，第一件事情我们先背它。
That tomorrow morning when we gather together, the first thing we'll do is memorize this.
太重要了啊。It's
too important.
这里讲到基督的心思。
Here it talks about the mind of Christ.
如果你仔细的读的话呢，
If you read it carefully,
你会发现这一段话一共包括7个点。
You'll find that this passage includes 7 points.
这7个点呢, 就像7步台阶一样。
These 7 points are like 7 steps.
但是请你记得,
But you have to remember,
这个台阶呢, 是下台阶, 不是上台阶。
But these are descending steps. They're not ascending steps.
如果你有基督的, 基督的这个心思的话呢,
If you have the mind of Christ,
你的生活是下台阶。
Then your lives are like going down the stairs.
弟兄姊妹们，要像主耶稣道成肉身在地上的时候一样，他是下台阶。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be like Jesus when he emptied himself to come to this world. He was going down the stairs.
那么主耶稣基督这个心思啊，
The mind of Jesus Christ
也被称作是十字架的心思。
It can also be called the mind of the cross.
非常宝贵啊。
Very precious.
一共有7个点。
There's 7 points.
今天下午我们希望呢，在这7个点上和弟兄姊妹们能够做一点详细的交通。
I hope that this afternoon we can have some detailed fellowship on these 7 points.
今天如果你要向着这个标杆往前，
Today, if you want to press toward the goal,
你要进入这个标杆的实际，
If you want to enter into the reality of the goal,
你的心思必须像基督的心思，
Then your mind must be like the mind of Christ.
所以 圣经把基督的心思 把它完全的启示出来。
So therefore, the scripture completely revealed the mind of Christ.
那么第一个点，
The first point.
他说， 他本有神的形象， 不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
It said that he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督他就是神。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is God.
就个神性来讲，他与父是同等的。
According to the nature of God, he is equal with the Father.
他虽然是站在同等的情况，但是他不抢夺。
Even though he is equal with God, he does not assert that.
这个不抢夺啊。
This word does not grasp.
那个圣经的原文也意思不抓住什么，死抓住什么东西。
In the original text, it means that he doesn't grab onto it.
也是不坚持什么东西。
He doesn't insist.
啊，所以呢，第一个台阶叫做不抢夺。
So the first step is to not grasp.
你知道我们人呢堕落之后哈。
You know that men after the fall, after we have fallen.
啊，这个雅各就告诉我们。
Jacob tells us.
雅各书第四章第一节告诉我们。
James tells us in James chapter 4, verse 1.
这里讲到说啊，
it says,
人的百体中间有战斗的私欲。
It says that.
第四章第一节。
It says that the source of quarrel and conflict among men.
就告诉我们呢，这个人里面本身呢堕落之后，他有个战斗的私欲，他就喜欢打仗。
It tells us that after men had fallen, that there is a source of quarrel and conflict in us.
你看这个，当亚当夏娃堕落之后啊。
You see, after Adam and Eve had fallen.
啊。他们生了这个该隐亚伯。
They gave birth to
Cain
and Abel.
我们看见这个该隐亚伯这是人类历史上的头一对兄弟啊。
We see that Cain and Abel were the first pair of brothers on earth.
但神看中了亚伯的继父，看不中该隐的继父，那么这个该隐起来把他弟弟杀掉了。
And the Lord was pleased with the offering of Abe, but not the offering of Cain. And Cain rose up and killed his brother.
以后我们看见那个历史上记载，人都是这样。
And then we saw through the history of men were always like that.
争强斗胜。
That they always fight.
啊，你看到了那个这个雅各跟以扫这个故事很精彩啊。
And when you see the story of Jacob and Esau,
他们两个在妈妈的肚子里面还没出来就打架。
And even when they were in the womb of their mother, they were already fighting, even before they were born.
打到一个地步啊，他妈妈都不想活了。
They fought to a point that their mother didn't want to live anymore.
啊，有的时候我们像我的姊妹怀孕的时候啊。
When my wife was pregnant.
我那个儿子在里面也会拳打脚踢啊。
And my son in her womb would also kick.
有时候摸一摸看，哦，他那个脚在踢，对吧
？And then sometimes when I touch her, I can feel that his feet was kicking.
我们觉得很可爱。
We think that it's adorable.
但是这两个人在里面哈，那不是光是两个人在里面打这个一个地步，这个妈妈都不要活了。
And but when there are two of them fighting in the mother's womb, the mother didn't want to live anymore.
时候到了要出来的时候，大家抢着先出来。
And when the time was right for them to be born, they all fought to come out first.
到底以扫比较强壮一点。
And then at the end, Esau was stronger.
时候到了先出来了。
So then he came out first.
一出来啊，哟，那个接生婆看见一件什么东西，一件奇景啊。
And then when he came out, there was this amazing sight.
他就看见那个以扫的那个腿上有只小手。
He saw that on Esau's ankle, there's this little hand.
所以雅各是抓着以扫的腿出来的。
So Jacob came out grabbing onto Esau's ankle.
那就是以扫要出去，他拉住他，不让他先走的。
That meant that when Esau was trying to come out, Jacob was grabbing onto his ankle, not wanting him to go first.
所以后来呢，出来之后，他爸爸就给他起名，就叫抓。
So after he was born, his father named him, and his name meant grab.
啊，我们知道雅各意思就是抓。
We know that Jacob, the word means grab.
哦，今天有很多人喜欢这个名字，什么雅各的，他还不知道那个雅各什么意思。
Today, many people like the name Jacob without knowing what the word means.
Oh, my name is Jacob. 那你知道，其实是抓。
People say my name is Jacob without knowing, understanding that actually the name means grab.
所以难怪弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
圣经里面称说神是雅各的神。
So the scripture says that our God is God of Jacob.
全世界的人都是雅各。
That the whole world are like Jacob.
你我都是雅各, 对不对?
You and I are all Jacobs.
啊, 我们在学校里为什么要用功努力读书啊?
Why is it that in school we study so hard?
学到本事之后呢, 到世界上去抓, 对不对,去抓嘛, 嗯?
After we learned in school, we go into the world so we can grab.
一个 position 出来, 公司一个 position 出来了, 谁有本事, 谁就抓到了, 对不对?
When there is a position available in the company, whoever has the greater ability can grab onto the position.
有时候两个好朋友一起去啊, 先抓住,
and if two friends go for the same position, then one will push the other one aside and grab the position.
哎呀,老实讲,
Truly speaking, today we live in this world, we are grabbing.
我们里面有战斗的私欲。
We, in our hearts, we have the source of quarrel.
我们谁也不愿让别人。
We are not willing to let others.
这个是今天家庭的难处的原因。
That is the source of problem for the family.
这个是世界难处的原因。
That is the cause why this world has
problems. 这也是教会难处的原因, 你知道吗?
And that is also the cause of problems in church.
大家来抓。
Everybody comes to grab.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
你今天要有基督的心思的话呢,
today if you have the mind of Christ,
第一件事情你就不抓了,
then the first thing you will do is not grab.
你不坚持自己,
you do not insist on yourself.
啊, 所以这个呢, 把它化成我们今天懂得的话来讲的话呢,
if we translate this into words that we understand today,
就是你作为一个基督徒啊,
that is, to be a Christian,
你不要好强,
that as a Christian, do not fight so hard.
不争胜,
you do not fight to win.
不坚持,
you do not insist.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看, 头一阶都不大好下,
the first step is not so easy to take.
所以你要想,
so you have to think.
今天教会呢, 如果在这一个点上, 我们已经有了学习,
today, in church, on this point, if we have already learned,
哇,
then the state of the church would be so good.
今天我们看见有时候在世界上面啊，我们争强斗胜， 对不对？
Today we see that we fight and we fight to win in this world.
到了教会里面也是争强斗胜。
And when we come to church, we do the same thing.
你看看这样的话，这个教会光景怎么会好呢？
You see, this way, how can the state of the church be good?
你想要向着这个标杆往前。
You want to press toward the goal. 根本就不可能, it's impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
基督的心思, 第一个点, 就是不抢夺。
The mind of Christ, the first point is to not grasp.
然后第二个点,
the second point,
还有什么? 凡道虚己,
but he humbles himself.
这个翻译也不大好。
This is not a good translation either.
我喜欢呢一个翻译叫做 empty himself.
I like the translation. He emptied himself.
把自己把它倒空。
He emptied himself.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得我们人的己啊是最大的难处，你知道吗？
We know that ourself, the self, is the biggest problem.
人的己就是人最自私的地方。
The self is the most selfish point.
以自己为中心。
We're self-centered.
你看小孩子生出来的时候啊,
When babies are born,
从小就是慢慢养成的习惯, 以他为中心。
That they slowly form this habit where they are self-centered.
爸爸妈妈是绕他转的。
That parents run around them.
这个世界是绕他转的。
And the world revolves around them.
今天很多人呢, 这个在世界上, 这个自私心很大，到一个地步，要整个国家让他一个人转，整个世界让他一个人转。
And today in this world, some people have such a selfish heart that they want a country to revolve around them. They want the world to revolve around them.
我们觉得教会有时候在真理的传递上面不够平衡的时候。
Sometimes when we feel that the church in preaching the truth is not balanced,
把基督徒养坏了。
And then the Christians get spoiled.
我们说神是爱我们的。
We say that God loves us.
一切都为着我们。
That all things are for us.
哎呀，我听得可高兴。
And after we hear, we're so happy.
现在呢，不仅是我们的家人绕着我们转，世界绕着我们转，连神也绕着我们转。
And now, not only do our parents revolve around us, the world revolves around us, even God revolves around us.
看不见，越来越培养什么？这个自私心。
And it fosters even more of our selfishness.
我们一祷告，他就垂听。哎呀，感谢赞美他。
As soon as we pray, he listens. We praise and thank him.
祷告他不听。
If we pray and he doesn't listen,
聚会也不来了。
Then we don't even come to gatherings.
弟兄姊妹，变成了越来越自私了，你看看。
Brothers and sisters, do you see we become more and more selfish?
所以基督徒要学会怎么样掏空自己。
So Christians need to learn to empty ourselves.
啊，我们人的己啊，是一个很复杂的东西。
Ourself, the self is a very complex thing.
我们光讲己的话呢，可能我想不太能领会啊。
If I only talk about the self, it may be difficult to understand.
那么我们的己到底有些什么东西啊
？So what is the self？
我们简单举个例子，自己的兴趣。
As a simple example, our own interest.
你有没有自己的兴趣啊
？Do you have your own interests？
啊，有一次有个弟兄告诉我。
One time a brother tells me.
他说：“孙弟兄啊，教会的祷告聚会啊，最沉闷。”
A brother told me, brother son, the prayer meeting at the church is the most boring meeting.
他说：“你能不能呢？”把那个祷告聚会弄得有兴趣一点。
Said, can you make this prayer meeting more interesting?
我说祷告就祷告嘛，还有什么兴趣啊
？I said, prayer is just prayer. What do you mean make it more interesting?
你看今天读经聚会也是一样。
And you see, the Bible study is the same way.
当然，我们不是要定罪什么，有的侍奉主的人呢，真是很辛苦，为了好心，希望吸引人来读圣经。
We're not condemning anyone today. Some people, in order to attract people to come to read Bible,
想尽各样的办法把那个读经呢弄得有兴趣一点。
They think of all kinds of ways to make the Bible study more interesting.
哎，我年轻时候有一个姊妹告诉我，她说啊，现在读经呢有一种叫做棒球读经法。
When I was young, a sister told me that now there's a way to read the scripture which is like in the fashion of baseball.
一直到今天我还不懂什么叫棒球读经。
Even to this day, I don't understand what it means to read the Bible like playing a baseball game.
我就对他们讲。
I told them.
主耶稣到地上来不是给我们兴趣的。
I told them, Lord Jesus didn't come to this world to give us interest.
主耶稣上十字架为我们流血舍命，一点趣都没有。
Lord Jesus was crucified on a cross and bled to death for us. There's nothing interesting about that.It's a very suffering thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们追求主啊，要怎么样？要以自己的兴趣为中心。
Brothers and sisters, when we pursue the Lord, we are self-centered around our own interests.
有时候我们对传道人讲，你讲的道没有趣，我不要听。
Sometimes we say to the preacher, I don't want to listen to you because your preaching is not interesting.
请你记得你的自己要倒出去。
But please remember, yourself needs to be emptied out.
把兴趣倒出去。
To empty out your interest.
啊，还有什么东西啊
？What else?
我们的意见。
Our own opinion.
哦，我们的意见也是了不起的。
Our opinions are great.
如果我今天出了个意见。
Today, if I express my opinion.
你们都不尊重我的意见。
And you all do not respect my opinion.
啊，我就受伤了。
Then I am hurt.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的意见是很强了，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, our opinions are so strong.
你看家庭里面也是一样的，父母两个人照顾儿女，意见不相同，吵架吵得一塌糊涂。
In our families, it's the same way. A mother and father taking care of the child, raising the child with different opinion, and they fight.
还有什么？我们的看法。
Our own views.
比如说，还有我们的成见。
Our prejudices.
我们晓得基督徒中间一有成见就交不通了，这个是很严重的问题啊。
We know that when there is prejudice among Christians, then there is no fellowship, and that's a very serious thing.
还有我们的雄心啊,
and our ambition.
雄心大志,
and our ambition.
还有野心啊, 不仅有雄心, 还有野心,
and
yes, ambition.
And our great ambitions.
那同一个字用不好就是不同的表现。
And it's the same word, but if you don't use it carefully, then it's manifested differently.
还有我们的灰心也很厉害的，你知道吧？
And our hopelessness, that is also very serious.
有时候那个基督徒一灰心起来了，九条牛你也拉不动他的。
And sometimes when Christians lose hope, it is so hard to bring them along.
哎呀，我们的名誉。
And our reputation,
我们的尊严,
our own respect.
哇，这个集里面东西可是多了，对不对？
There are so many things in the self.
所以呢，我们主耶稣到地上来说怎么？他把这一切都倒空了。
So what did our Lord Jesus do when he came to this world? He emptied it all.
除了他的神性之外，
other than his godly nature.
我们晓得他从天上来到地上。 把一切都一起，他都倒空了。
We know that when he came from heaven to earth, he emptied out all of those things.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
有一个侍奉主人讲得很好。
A servant of God said it very well.
请我们大家都记得。
Let us all remember it.
人的己是魔鬼的工厂。
That our self, the self is the factory for the devil.
魔鬼今天在哪里做工啊？
Where does the devil, where does the demon work?
那不是光在那个什么纽约那个什么黑暗地区做工。
He is not only working in the dark corners of New York City.
那是在我们每一个人的己里面做工。
He is working inside of every single one of ourselves.
哦，我常常讲，这个工厂出来的产品最多。
I often say that the products that come out of this particular factory is the most.
他光在你一个人身上做，那就不得了了，那个产品一大堆出来了。
If he's only just working on one person, there are so many products that come out of it already.
所以圣经讲，为什么要倒空自己呢？
So the scripture says, why do we need to empty ourselves?
你倒空了，仇敌就无法做工。
If you emptied yourself, then there is no work for the devil to do.
你看， 对我们刚刚所讲这些集，如果你倒空的话呢，有什么难处？没有难处，对不对？
If we think about all those selves that we talked about, if you empty them, then there are no problems.
你记得主耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十节说过一句话。
Remember, in the Gospel Book of John, chapter 14, verse 30, Lord Jesus said,
主说，这世界的王现在要来了。The
Lord said, the king of this world will come.
但是他在我里面。 是毫无所有的。
But inside of me, he has no part.
所以撒旦想要在主耶稣里面做工啊， 是一点也做不出来的。
Therefore, if Satan wants to do any work inside of Jesus, there is nothing for him to do.
因为什么？他没有落脚之处，对不对？
Because he has no ground to stand on.
我们的己啊，我常常有这样形容，我们的己啊，一个己出来好像是飞机场一样的。
I often say that when ourself, when that self comes out, it's like an airport.
啊，这个魔鬼的飞机很容易下降，你今天下降，那下降。
And it's very easy for the plane of our demon of the devil to land.
跑到主耶稣基督里面，它没地方可以下降的。
And when it goes into Lord Jesus Christ, there is no place to land.
所以这个倒空己很重要。
So therefore, emptying oneself is very important.
就像我们平常家庭的生活一样。
Just like in our family lives.
晚上呢，你把那个垃圾怎么收收收的，把它倒出去啊。
We have to collect the garbage and throw it out.
大家都有这个经验，倒垃圾是很愉快的事情哦。So you
all have this experience. So throw out the trash is a very pleasant thing.
哇，这一大包垃圾往那个桶里面一丢，哎呀，心里好舒服的。And
when you take this big bag of garbage and put it in the trash can, it feels great.
所以你最好每天晚上睡觉之前呢，在主面前祷告祷告，什么倒垃圾。Every
night before you go to sleep, you should pray to throw out the garbage.
啊，把这一天积存的时间很多垃圾，哇，清理清理。
And all the garbage that we collected during the day, we asked the Lord to cleanse it out.
那我保证你就不会失眠。
then I promise you won't lose any sleep.
为什么你会失眠呢?
Why is it that you lose sleep?
你带着垃圾去睡觉的?
Because you bring the garbage with you into your sleep.
你体里面东西很多。
There's so many things inside of yourself.
睡了觉它还在里面才在做工了。
Even as you sleep, it's working inside of you.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
要把自己倒空。
We have to empty ourselves.
我们知道在属灵的事情上面, 这个空也是个秘诀。
We know that in spiritual things, this emptiness is a secret.
你记得传道书里面有一句话很奇妙的。
Remember from Ecclesiastes, there was this amazing verse.
他说, 虚空的虚空,
it says, the vanity of vanities.
哎，他不是光讲一个空。
It's not just one vanity.
所以我的领会呢,
so my understanding,
头一个空,
the first vanity,
那是我们呢今天活在世界上的那种虚空。
It is the emptiness of living in this world.
那个空啊就是佛教讲的空。
And that is the same emptiness as a Buddhism preaches.
你如果活在那个空里面的话，你的人生就觉得很灰。
If you live in that emptiness, then your life is gray.
基督徒的空不是那个空。 基督徒空是虚空的虚空，人家记得。
Then the vanity of a Christian is different. It's the vanity of vanities.
这第二个空是什么呢?
Then what is the second vanity?
就是充满着里面对主的一种爱慕。
And it is that inside it is filled with a desire for the Lord.
充满着一种的渴望。
It's filled with this desire.
你知道今天啊，基督徒活在一个矛盾的情况里面。
You know, today Christians live in this conflict.
一方面活在这个世界中的确也感觉虚空。
On one hand, we live in this world that truly feels like empty.
但是它不是真正的空。
But it's not truly empty.
所以呢，弄个地步，到了一个地步，对主也没什么爱慕。
To a point that we don't even have too much love for the Lord.
所以我们需要这种空。
Therefore, we need that kind of empty.
任何时候来到主面前都是如饥如渴的。
That every time we go before the Lord, we are thirsty.
每个时候心中对主充满了一种爱慕，要主。
That at every moment our heart is filled with this love and desire for wanting the Lord.
所以有一个侍奉主人讲说，这种的空啊，叫做神圣的不满足。
So someone said that kind of emptiness is called a kind of a holy unsatisfaction.
要有这种神圣的不满足。
We need to have that kind of holy unsatisfaction.
你有这种神圣的不满足，那就催促你怎么一直的在主面前追求。
And if you have that kind of holy unsatisfaction, then it'll drive you to continue to pursue.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要有这样的心思。
Therefore, we need to have this kind of mind.
像我们的主一样。
Just like our Lord Jesus.
一面倒空，不给仇敌留下任何工作的机会。
On one hand, to empty oneself so that there is no ground for the devil to work.
另外一种倒空，把里面有空出来，为着主的自己。
On the other hand, to empty oneself so that there is room for the Lord Himself.
好，第三个台阶啊。
The third step.
这里讲说。 取了奴仆的形象,
taking the form of a bond servant.
这里哈, 这个取字是一个主动的一个动作。
Here, the word take, it's a proactive word.
不是被动的。
It's not reactive.
我们可以想象啊,
we can imagine.
当我们的父神把计划完成之后,
that our Heavenly Father, after He completed His plan,
主耶, 神的儿子对父神说，我愿意顺服你，我愿意去成就这件事情，到地上成为人。
And then the Son of God said, I am willing to be obedient to you, to go to earth, to go on earth, to fulfill this.
那么父神说，那么你去了，总要一个形象啊，对不对啊？
And then the Father said, when you go, you need a form.
你要拿什么样的形象去呢？
What kind of form will you take to go?
哇，那肯定有很多形象，君王。 将军, 富户, 啊, 哲学家, 科学家, 艺术家, 文学家, 啊, 各式各样的形象摆在这里, 对不对?
There must be many forms that he can take to be a king or to be a general, to be a philosopher, to be an artist. There are so many forms out there to take.
那么其中也有一个奴仆的形象。
And then among them, there is the form of a bond servant.
感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
神的儿子取了奴仆的形象,
the Son of God took the form of a bond servant.
我想弟兄姊妹们, 我们读小学的时候啊, 还有美国也有, 读小学的时候, 我们常常老师出个作文题目, 叫做我的志愿。
And when we are going through grammar school, a teacher would give us a topic called My Dream.
啊, 你们有没有写过这个文章啊?
Have you ever wrote that essay?
啊, 你是怎么写的?
How did you write it?
嗯, 将来做什么?
What do you want to be in the future?
有的小孩写, 我将来做总统!
Some kids will write, I want to be a president.
哎呀, 这个爸爸看得很高兴, 但也恐怕也做不成人。
And his dad would be very pleased, even though he may not be a president.
我要做医生,
or to say, I want to be a doctor.
我要做律师,
I want to be a lawyer.
啊, 这个, 我要做音乐家,
I want to be a musician.
做文学家,
to be a writer.
做科学家,
to be a scientist.
啊, 从来没有一个人写作文说, 我要做奴隶。
No one ever wrote an essay to say, I want to be a bond servant.
有谁做奴隶的呢?
Who wants to be a bond servant?
我那个老二，他初中的时候，给你们讲轻松一点东西啊。我那个老二初中的时候呢，他那个书读的并不是太好。My
younger son, when he was in high school, he didn't get good grades.
我那时候就跟他讲，我说你将来啊不好好的读书，你就我说你见不好主，将来呢，你就会去做那个嘎啡精妹，就是倒垃圾。
And then I would tell him, if you don't study well, then when you grow up, you're going to be a garbage man.
Yeah, 我那老二长得很可爱。
My younger son, he's very adorable.
他说好, 那我就天天到你家来倒垃圾。
And he said, that's fine, then every day I'll come to your house to collect your garbage. He was very humorous.
后来我说, 你不好好读书, 将来就做 farmer, 就种田好了。
And then I would say to him later, if you don't study well, then you're going to be a farmer later.
他说好,那将来呢,我就天天到你家送菜。
And then he said, I will deliver vegetables to your house every day then.
你看他还有他的幽默。 You
see, he has his own humorism.
当然后来他越来越好。But
then later he became better and better.
他现在是医生了。Now
he's a doctor.
弟兄姊妹们, 有谁这个小时候自己立志或者做没有, 对不对?
Who would want to be a bond servant when they are a little kid? No one.
但是主耶稣是神的儿子。
But Jesus is the Son of God.
他有何等尊贵荣耀的身份呢?
What honorable status he has.
弟兄姊妹们, 他到地上来, 他取了奴仆的形象。
He came to this world in the form of a bond servant.
这是主自己的选择。
That is God, His own choice. We must thank our Lord.
他为什么取奴仆的形象?
Why did He take the form of a bond servant?
因为他到地上来是为要服侍。
Because He came to this world in order to serve.
我们晓得新约时代侍奉的特性。
We must understand the characteristics of service in the New Testament.
神是以儿子做奴仆的。
God, it became a bond servant as a son.
所以难怪在教会里面，只有你是一个重生得救神的儿女，你才够资格做奴仆来服侍神。Only
if you are a reborn, born again child of God, son and daughter of God, then are you qualified to be a bond servant.
所以呢，教会的侍奉我不用外邦人，我们要自己服侍，这是新约的特性。
Then therefore, the services in church must be done by our own people, not the Gentiles. That is the characteristic of service. You know, in Acts chapter 4,
有一个希腊文这个字叫做pious,
there's a Greek word called pious,
啊, 这个字呢,
Hebrew word called pious.
在我们中文里面把它翻成圣仆仆人。
And we translated as the holy servant.
啊, 其实呢, 这个字哈, 它是有双重的意义, 可以翻成仆人, 也可以翻成儿子, 你看, 奇妙的。
This word actually has two different meanings. You can translate it as a servant or as a son.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒有双重的身份。
So brothers and sisters, are us Christians, we have two status.
在神的家中，我们是儿子。
In the house of God, we are sons.
但是在神的国中，我们是仆人。
But in the kingdom of God, we are servants.
在神的家中是享受的。
In the house of God, we are enjoying.
但在神的国中，我们是需要服侍。
But in the kingdom of God, we need to serve.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候，他是以儿子的身份做仆人。
So therefore, when Lord Jesus came to this world, he came as a he was a bond servant as a son.
所以他这个被称作是有仆人性质的儿子。
Therefore, he is a bond servant. Oh, he is a son who has the character of a bond servant.
我们每个人都应该是这样。
Every single one of us should be like that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道保罗他在书信里面常常提到说他是耶稣基督的奴仆。
We know that Paul, in his letters, he often referred to himself as the bond servant of Jesus Christ.
为什么保罗会称自己为奴仆呢？
Why does Paul call himself a bond servant?
因为在那个时代，
Because at that time,
罗马人是蓄奴的。
Because there are slaves in Rome.
所以保罗深知道一个奴仆的那个地位是多么的卑贱。
So therefore, Paul clearly understood how lowly the status is of a bond servant.
你如果在那个时代中做奴仆的话，你连人格都没有。
At that time, if you are a bond servant, you have no rights.
但是保罗在神的家里面，他称自己为神的，为基督的奴仆。
But in the house of God, Paul calls himself the bond servant of Jesus Christ.
我相信有一个很重要的原因。
I think there's a very important reason.
在大马色路上。
On the way to Damascus,
遇见
he met God, he met the Lord.
在《使徒行传》第二十二章里面。
In Acts chapter 22,
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say?
主向他显现。
The Lord appeared to him.
保罗就问主啊，你是谁？
And Paul asked, Lord, who are you?
保罗说什么？主说什么？
And what does the Lord say?
我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus said, I am Jesus, the Nazarene whom you are persecuting.
我们晓得这个拿撒勒人呢，这就是主耶稣基督取奴仆形象的一个名号。
We know that Nazarene, that is the name that Jesus Christ took as a bondservant.
其实那个时候主已经升天了，对不对？
Because at that time, the Lord had already ascended.
坐在父宝座的右边。
He was already sitting on the right-hand side of Father's throne.
被称作是万王之王，万主之主。
He was called the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
主没有对保罗说，你所逼迫的是万王之王，万主之主，没有。
The Lord didn't say to him, you are persecuting the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
他看见了那位荣耀尊贵的主。
He saw this glorious and honorable Lord.
是一个取奴仆形象的主。
But he is a Lord who took the form of a bondservant.
因此保罗终身在神的跟前做奴仆。
So therefore, Paul, for the rest of his life, was a bond servant before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
主知道他来到地上，他只有站在奴仆的地位上，他能成全神的旨意。
Our Lord, when he came to this world, he knew that only standing on the, as a bond servant can he fulfill the will of God.
所以在马太福音里面，
So therefore, in the Gospel book of Matthew,
主曾经讲过一句非常好的话。
Our Lord said something wonderful.
他说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是为服侍人。
He said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others.
我倒很喜欢呢，我们中文从前那个文言文的翻法。文言文的翻法是什么？非以义人，乃义与人。非常好啊。记得吗？非以义人，乃义与人。那这就刚刚所翻，不需要翻，没关系，这个不需要翻哈。弟兄姊妹们，他来到地上就是为了服侍。
He came to this world to save, to serve.
所以主给我们的生命，一方面我们有儿子的身份，另外一面来讲是有服侍性质，要服侍别人。
So therefore, the life of the life the Lord has given us is it is to serve others.
所以这个呢是主取奴仆形象的一个原因。
So that is one of the reasons why our Lord took the form of a bond servant.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
那就是成为人的样子，
being made in the likeness of men.
这个中文呢,不大能翻得出来,英文呢, likeness of man, 那个man是多数字的一个人。
It's difficult to discern in Chinese, but in English, the word man is plural.
为什么用多数字呢?
Why does it use the plural form?
你取了多数人的这个样子。
You took the likeness of many men.
代表你什么,很平凡,对不对?
Meaning that you're very ordinary.
我常常碰见很多人说,哎呀,孙军,我碰见一个人好像你啊。
Sometimes people would say to me, Brother Sun, I met someone who looks just like you.
关键是有人碰见,哎,我碰见一个好多人都很像你。
And then someone else said, I met some other people who look just like you.
哎,我说感谢主,你很平凡嘛。
And then I say, thank the Lord, a very ordinary man.
如果你很独特,哇,这个没有人像你,你很独特,对吧?
If no one looks like you, then you're very unique.
这告诉我们是主耶稣到地上来的时候呢,他不出色,他不要弄个特别的样子。
It tells us that when Lord Jesus came to this world, he was not extraordinary. He was not special.
他愿意跟所有的人一样。
He was willing to be just like every other man.
就姊妹们,你看我们的心思不一样,对不对?
You see, our mind is different.
我们教导儿女也是要从小教导他,你要给我有出息啊,有出息。什么叫有出息? 将来跟别人不一样。
We raise our children to say that you have to grow up to be someone. What does that mean? It means to be unique.
哇,有一天我们的儿女真的跟别人不一样,哎呀,多骄傲。
And then one day our children grow up to be different from others, to be better than others, and we're so proud.
我们在世界上是这样。
So in this world, it is like this.
有人到了教会里面也是这样。
And some people, when they come to church, it's also like that.
也是想要做一个很出色的人。
They always want to be this superior person.
世界我们丢弃了。
We threw away the world.
但在神的家中,要做神的仆人,要做神伟大的仆人。
But in the house of God, we have to be God's servant, but to be God's great servant.
读很多很多的书,要这个研究很多的东西,把自己弄得变成怎么样?很独特,special.
I have to read many, many books, and we have to study many, many different things so that we can be special.
但是奇妙了,
but amazingly,
主耶稣到地上来的时候,非常的平凡。
Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, he was very ordinary.
弟兄姊妹们,你知道吗? 犹太人弃绝主的很重要的一个原因就是太平凡了。
You know, Jewish people, the reason why they forsook the Lord, one of the reasons is because he was too ordinary.
因为主耶稣一来,他们说,这个就是弥赛亚。
And when Lord Jesus came, they said, can this be Messiah?
这个大祭司一看,这个就弥赛亚吗?
And the high priest looked at him and said, is this the Messiah?
因为主耶稣的外貌不好看。
Because our Lord Jesus did not have great appearance.
可以说乡下人。
He's like someone from the village.
是个乡村木匠。
He was a carpenter from the village.
哪里有像耶路撒冷里面这些祭司们的这个出来这个像样的,对不对?
How can he be compared to the priests in Jerusalem?
哇,这些法利赛人出来走路慢慢。
These Pharisees, when they come out, they walk slowly.
穿那个衣服啊,那个上面挂的,那个很漂亮的,走到那个街口,那个举手,祷告。
They wear these robes that are highly decorated, and they walk to the streets, and they pray.
一开口闭口都是摩西的律法。
And they, whatever they say, it is about the laws of Moses.
主耶稣一出来了,这个很平凡。
Our Lord Jesus came out and he was very ordinary. And his messages were very ordinary.
有人说,哦,先知耶稣讲道了,大家去听啊。
Someone said, the prophet Jesus is speaking, let's go listen.
结果主在那讲什么,撒种的,出去撒种。
And then the Lord Jesus said, to go sow the land.
下网打鱼。
And then he talks about casting the net to fish.
所以人听了就很失望。
So some people after they heard they were very disappointed.
回来说,哎,今天那个特别聚会啊,那个先知耶稣讲了什么道啊?
And then after they came back, someone would ask, at the special meeting today, Prophet Jesus, what did he talk about?
哎呀,他说很失望了,没什么,他教我们耕田。
He said, very disappointing, he taught us how to plow the land.
木匠哪里懂得耕田?
A carpenter, how can he know anything about plowing the land?
他教我们打鱼啊。
He taught us how to catch fish.
很平凡。
very ordinary.
所以呢, 他们说,
so they say, how can this person be Messiah? Cannot be accepted.
太平凡了,
it's too, or he's too ordinary.
你们知道吗? 一直到今天, 神的儿女的眼睛都还是这个样子。
You know, even to this day, the children of God still looks at this way.
如果我们今天请来一个讲员,
today, if we invite a speaker,
哦不,感谢主,你们很好啊,
but thank our Lord, you're very good.
有的教会是这样的,
some churches are like that.
一来的时候呢, 这个门口先挂着很大的牌子, 什么什么什么博士,
and as soon as you arrive at the doorway, there's this big poster that says that the speaker is a PhD.
什么什么什么人物,
oh, what a great person he is.
先要弄个不平凡的,
so first to show that he is extraordinary.
这些大家来听到啊, 就觉得, 嘿, 这今天这个好啊,
and when people come to listen, they feel good about it.
我有一次去一个地方啊,
one time I went to a place.
那里的负责人就打电话给我,
their brother in charge called me.
他说,孙弟兄, 你来的时候啊,
brother son, when you come,
我们怎么介绍你啊?
He said, how should we introduce you?
我说你就告诉他们呢,从西雅图来了个弟兄。
I say, you can just tell them there's it's a brother from Seattle.
哎呀,他说那太不吸引人了。
He said, no, that's too unattractive.
你有没有什么,从什么很有名的大学毕业,我说没有。
He said, did you graduate from some very famous university? And I said, no.
你认不认识啊,那个什么,那些有名的大传道人,我说也没有。
And he asked me, do you know some of these great missionaries? And I said, no, I don't.
哇,我就看他在那边,好失望啊。
And I saw he was so disappointed.
我说你那么失望,你干嘛找我呢? 你不要找我,对不对?
I said, if you're so disappointed, why did you invite me?
你看,今天人啊,都是要找那个出色。
Today, people want to find the special one.
你知道,有一个教会的负责人一天跟我讲,我今天要请的讲员呢,都是要世界有名的。
Some a brother in charge at some church told me that today the speakers I invite have to be world famous.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在属灵的事情上,
on spiritual matters,
你会看见,
when someone truly has the mind of Christ,
越属灵就越平凡,
then the more spiritual that they are, then the more ordinary they are. That is the beauty.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要去做一个什么什么什么特殊人物,
let us not be the special people.
如果今天有人说, 哎呀,你真平凡, 感谢主,你像主了。
If someone today says, you are so ordinary, then we thank the Lord because then we are like the Lord.
我们人很麻烦。
As people are very troublesome.
我们稍微突出一点, 我们就骄傲。
As soon as we have something special, we become very proud.
你稍微把它降卑一点的话, 他又自卑了。
If you humble them, then they become self-pitying.
只有主耶稣降卑来到地上成为一个普通的人。
Only Lord Jesus, he humbled himself to become a man to come to this world.
只有他满有人的味道。
Only he is full of characters of men.
没有人像主耶稣更人, 就是这样。
There is no other man who is more like a man than our Jesus, than our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们需要有这种心思。
We need to have this kind of mind.
在教会的侍奉上,
in service in church,
那就是人的样子,
just like a man.
第五个点,
the fifth point.
这里说,
here says,
就自己卑微,
that he humbled himself.
这里英文也翻得不大好,这个叫做微小自己。
The English translation is not good. It means that he lowered himself, he shrunk himself.
他把自己变得很小。
He turned himself into someone very small, very lowly.
Okay, 很 small, 叫微小自己。
He turned himself into someone small.
我们晓得这个微小自己也是主动的。
We know that this is also something that he did proactively.
不是别人把他弄小的。
It's not that someone else turned him into someone smaller, but he was willing to turn himself into someone less.
就是这样事物来讲的话，都是神迹。
You know, it's like a miracle.
我们的主天地都容不下他，对不对？
Our Lord, the world cannot, the universe cannot contain him. He is the Almighty Lord.
他把他自己缩小缩小缩小缩小缩小到地上，成为一个人。
It is a miracle that he turned himself into less and less to a point that he became a man on earth.
我们都晓得这个人呢已经是小小的不得了。
We know that men are such tiny things.
我们需要认识我们自己是个微小的人。
We need to recognize that we are tiny.
因为我本来就小。
Because we are truly small to begin with.
主耶稣还微小自己。
The Lord Jesus, he turned himself into someone small.
你看大卫，大卫就是这样的。
You see, David was like that.
啊，大卫，你读他一生的故事，他在神的跟前，他说：“神啊，我算得了什么呢？”
If you read the story of David, he says he goes before the Lord and says, "Lord, who am I?"
在神的面前微小自己。
He shrunk himself before the Lord.
我想我们基督徒一样，在神的面前微小自己比较容易，对不对？
For us Christians, I think it's easier for us to shrunk ourselves before the Lord.
后来扫罗王逼迫他。
When King Saul was persecuting him,
他在扫罗王的面前也微小自己。
He also lowered himself before King, before Saul.
他说我在你面前算得了什么呢？
He said, "Who am I before you?"
我们只像个死狗，像个鸽爪。
He said, "I am just like a dog."
Dead dog.
A dead dog.
死狗。
A dead dog.
像鸽爪，像个 flea.
Just like a flea.
你看，大卫降卑自己，对不对？
You see, David lowered himself.
我们那个诗歌本呢，从前有一首诗歌哈，它上面就唱的说呢，死狗不如。
In our hymn book, there used to be a hymn that said that we are less than a dead dog.
因为作诗人觉得连大卫也赶不上，大卫是死狗，我们就死狗不如嘛，对不对？
Because the writer thought that if David was like a dead dog, then we are even less than a dead dog.
结果有一个传道人，还传道人呢，那个圣经都不熟。哎呀，怎么圣经里面这么难听的话，怎么骂人死狗呢？死狗不如，那改掉，改掉吧，改掉吧。
A preacher who was not familiar with the scripture said, "Oh, how can we use words that are so not nice?" And he changed it.
大卫在扫罗的面前降卑自己。
David lowered himself before Saul.
最叫我们佩服的，大卫啊，在他的妻子面前，米甲面前也降卑自己。
But even more so than that, David lowered himself before his wife Micah.
最后，当他把约柜迎回这个大卫城的时候。
When he took the tabernacle back into the city of David,
因为在约柜面前跳舞啊。
Because they were dancing before and because he danced in front of the tabernacle,
米甲想我是个皇后啊。
That the queen, the Micah looked lightly upon him.
王在人的面前赤身露体跳舞。
She despised him because how can a king be dancing like that before other people?
大卫本来欢欢喜喜的回家，一进门呢。就给他的妻子这么讲了泼了盆冷水。
King David, he was so excited and happy when he returned home, and as soon as he returned, the Queen Micah poured the cold water on him.
哇，以色列的君王有好大的荣耀啊，在众人面前赤身露体跳舞呢。
How glorious is the King of Israel to be dancing naked before men?
哎，大卫没有生气哦。
But David wasn't upset.
大卫说：“你轻贱我，你轻看我，我要更轻贱自己。”
And David said, "Because you despise me, I will despise myself even more."
所以弟兄姊妹，有很多时候我们在神的跟前降卑容易，对吧？
So brothers and sisters, sometimes it's easy for us to lower ourselves before God.
在比我们大的弟兄们前面降卑也还算容易。
And it's also easy to lower ourselves before other brothers who are greater than us.
哇，要站在自己的妻子太太面前降卑，那个不容易啊。
It's not so easy to lower ourselves before our wife.
所以我们看见大卫是一个轻看自己，所以神使他升高。
Because David despised himself, therefore the Lord God lifted him up.
因为人人都喜欢伟大。
Because everyone likes greatness.
你知道，在教会历史上有很多侍奉主的人呢，他们也是，真是会降卑自己。
You know, in the church history, throughout church history, there are many men who truly knew how to lower themselves.
有一次，戴德森弟兄，我们知道这个内地会的这个创始人戴德森弟兄啊， 到一个地方去讲道。
We know that brother
Hudson Taylor,
when he was preaching one time,
那个教会啊, 一听说请到戴德森,
that church, as soon as they heard that, that they invited Brother Hudson Taylor, they were so excited.
哇,那个长老啊,就在那想, 这个神伟大的仆人来了啊,属灵人来了,怎么介绍他呢?
And the elderly brother was thinking, this great servant of God is coming here, how should I introduce him?
所以到那天,戴德森来了,
so that day, Brother Taylor came.
这个长老就上去, 嘿, 介绍讲员,
and the elderly went up to introduce the speaker.
他说我们今天呢,我们中间来了神伟大的仆人,就这么叫起来。
And then today he said, today among us, we have with us the great servant of God.
等到那个戴德森上台的时候啊,
and then when Hudson Taylor went up to the podium,
他说我们刚才的弟兄介绍错了。
He said, our brother had incorrectly introduced me.
我不是神伟大的仆人。
He said, I am not the great servant of God.
我是那位伟大主人的小仆人。
He said, I am the small servant of this great God.
哇,看,真是微小自己啊。
He lowered himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
基督到地上来, 他微小自己。
Christ, when he came to this world, he shrunk himself.
你们可能应该有人记得, 从前我们讲羔羊的时候讲的, 这小啊, 是个秘诀。
When we talked about lamb, we once talked about this, that to be small, is a, there's a secret.
奇怪,这个世界上人做事都要大,魔鬼做事也要大。
It's very strange. People of this world all want to do great things, and the devil wants to do great things.
神在这个地上做事都是小,奇怪。
But God, when he worked in this world, they were all small things.
哇,你看那个什么,在启示录里面讲到仇敌的权势出来的时候啊,
remember in Revelation when it talked about when the sovereignty of the devil, when the, of the enemy comes out.
仇敌出来,大龙,大龙,好可怕。 Dragon, big dragon.
When the devil comes out, it's a big dragon.
兽,七头十脚,那个出来很可怕,对不对?
That there's this creature with seven heads and ten horns.
诶,主耶稣一出来啊,羊羔,小小的羊羔,你看奇怪吗?
But when Lord Jesus comes out, it's the lamb.
万王之王,万主之主,到了启示录出来的时候,还是小小的羊羔嘞?
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, even when he comes out in Revelation, he's just a lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, this smallness is the work of our Lord.
小是个秘诀。
To be small, there's a secret. Today, many people want to be great.
你知道变大没有好处。
There is nothing good about being great.
让我拿个石头在这里丢过去啊。
If I throw a stone,
你很小我就打不到你。
If you're very small, then I can't hit you.
你大的一下就打到你。
If you're big, then the stone will hit you.
所以难怪在教会里面有很多大人物, 这个魔鬼就一戳就倒,
therefore, there's so many great figures in church that the devil would just punch them and they fall.
弟兄姊妹们, 还有小, 比较小不容易受伤。
And brothers and sisters, being small also means that it's easier to not get hurt.
有时候弟兄姊妹跑来了,孙弟兄啊,我受伤了。
Some brothers and sisters will come to me and say, brother, son, I'm hurt.
我说你就是太大了。
I said, it's because you're too great.
对吧, 你小哪里会受伤了?
If you're small, then how would you be hurt?
你太大了,所以被魔鬼打到了。
You're too great, therefore the devil hit you.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 宁可做小啊。
So brothers and sisters, we would prefer to be smaller.
不要朝那个大的方向走。
Don't walk in the direction of greatness.
所以我们要知道主耶稣到地上来微小自己。
So we know that Lord Jesus came to this world to shrunk himself.
小呢也很容易得着这个供应。
And if he's small, then it's also easier to receive provision.
因为你觉得太大了, 什么人都供应不了你。
If you're so great, then no one can provide for you.
有的基督徒跟我讲, 像我这样的人呢, 教会历史中啊, 只有什么盖恩夫人啊, 这个什么戴德孙啊, 这些, 这些什么, 这些伟大的人物, 他们的书才能供应我。
There's some brother who would say, people like me, only great people like Madam Guyon or Brother Hudson Taylor, only their books can provide for me. All those things that people who just believe, whatever they talk about, I don't want to listen to.
你知道你这样不丰富,
you know, then there's no richness.
如果一个刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹的交通你都能得供应，表示你什么？站在微小的地位上。
If you can receive provision from brothers and sisters who just believed, then that means that you're small. But then you become very rich. I think I don't have time to explain it too much.
那这个第六个点,
the sixth point
就是成为顺服,
is to becoming obedient.
为什么要成为顺服?
Why do we have to be obedient?
我们知道顺服都是为着神的目的。
We know that to be obedient is for the purpose of God.
一个人能顺服神, 最能把荣耀归给神。
A person who can be obedient to God is a person who can give glory to God.
因为亚当一人的悖逆, 大家都变成罪人。
Because of Adam's disobedience, all men are sinners.
因为主耶稣一人的顺服, 我们众人都变成义人。
Because of the obedience of Jesus Christ, we can all be called righteous.
你就看见这个顺服的力量是多么的大。
You see the force of obedience, how great that is.
我们觉得在基督徒的生活里面, 顺服也是我们最不容易学的功课。
We also know that in Christian lives, obedience is the most difficult lesson to learn.
我们都是悖逆的人。
We are all disobedient people.
你不要老讲那个你的孩子悖逆，老师讲你比你孩子恐怕还更悖逆。
Don't always say that your children are disobedient. You're probably even more disobedient than your child.
弟兄姊妹们，全世界人都是悖逆。
Brothers and sisters, the whole world is disobedient.
因为我们里面有魔鬼的天性。
Because we have the nature of the devil inside of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
they're brothers and sisters.
主耶稣到地上来， 他顺服父神的带领。
Lord Jesus Christ came to this world and he was obedient to the guidance of God.
什么叫做顺服?
What does it mean to be obedient?
顺服呢是意志上面的一个降服。
Obedient means to give up one's own mind.
No, not mind, will.
To give up one's own will.
那么他把自己降服在神的跟前。
He was under God's authority.
全本圣经里面啊, 那么那个最美丽的图画之一就在可西马园, 园里面。
The most beautiful picture out of the entire Bible, one of them is in Gethsemane.
主快要上十字架了。
Just before the Lord was about to be crucified on the cross.
像雪点一样滴在地上。
When the Lord Jesus was praying before God and his sweats were like a drops of blood. But how beautiful was his prayer.
他说父啊,
he said, Father,
照你的意思,
your will and not mine.
你看英文更清楚。 我们把我们的意志降服在神的意志底下, 这个叫做顺服。
We place our will under the will of God. That is what obedience means.
这个话好像说容易, 做不太容易。
It's easier said than done.
我们每个基督徒都是钢铁的意志。
Every one of us Christians, we have the will of steel.
这个碰到我们的意志的时候呢, 那个固执啊, 那个强劲啊。
Whenever it touches upon our will, our stubbornness,
神要把我们折服都折服不了。
God wants to bend us, but he cannot.
我们呢, 真是比驴子还要倔强。
We are even more stubborn than donkeys.
所以旧约圣经里面讲啊, 那个头身的驴啊, 要把那个颈项打断, 为什么打颈? 那个颈项表示我们的意志。
In the Old Testament, it says that they have to break the neck of the donkey. To break the neck, it is to break the will.
如果不打颈子折断, 就要献祭羊羔代替。
if you do not break the neck of if you do not break the neck of the donkey, then you have to offer a lamb.
我去过以色列地啊。
I've been to Israel.
Yeah, 我看见，哎呦，原来那个驴子啊，跟我们的中国那个驴还不小毛驴，很小的那个驴子，黑黑的驴子。
The donkeys that they're small and they're these little black donkeys.
啊，那个阿拉伯人骑在上面啊，两个脚拖在地上，怎么跑？The
Arabics when they're riding on the donkey, their feet are dragging on the ground.
你不要看它这么小啊。 他倔强起来的时候啊，哇，那个主人对他毫无办法。
Don't think that it's so small. When it's stubborn, the its owner cannot do anything about it.
他如果心里不高兴了，一做什么就走到墙边去了。If
it's not happy, then it will just walk towards the wall.
然后把那个头啊对着墙上。And
then it will turn its head towards the wall.
一站一整天哦。
And they can stand there all day. And then the owner, no matter how he tries to drag the donkey, it doesn't work.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经呢用这个毛驴啊，形容我们天然人的这种意志。
So therefore, the scripture uses donkey to describe the nature, the human nature of men.
哇，我们要固执起来的时候，那可是难。
When we are stubborn, it is so hard.
所以我们如果我们要侍奉神。
So therefore, if we want to serve God, then we have to place our will under the will of God. We have to become obedient.
那么如果我们能够顺服下来,
if we can be obedient,
另外一个意义就告诉我们说, 你的生命是柔软的。
Then the other meaning says that your life is gentle.
你知道我们天然的生命都是刚硬的生命。You
know that our natural life, they are all hard.
啊，许多的时候啊，弟兄姊妹在侍奉上面，因为我们的刚硬，产生很多难处。And
many times, because of our stubbornness, it causes many problems in our service.
如果你的意念像主耶稣基督。
If your mind is like the mind of Jesus Christ,
你能降服下来, 就证明什么? 你的生命开始变成柔软。
And then you can obey God, then your life is gentle.
你知道一个柔软的生命呢, 有两种特性的。
A gentle life has two characteristics.
第一个, 它很容易受教。
One, it is very teachable.
对了, teachable。 第二个呢, 它是很容易被矫正的。
Second, it is easily corrected.
Adjusted.
Adjusted.
因为什么呢? 我们人容易犯错的。
Because we are easy to make mistakes.
所以一个柔软的生命, 它很容易就受教。
So a gentle life is very teachable.
一个柔软的生命, 一犯错, 它就很容易被矫正。
A gentle life, when it makes a mistake, it's very easy to adjust.
你知道大卫曾经犯过很可怕的罪。
You know that David once had committed a very terrible sin.
但神为什么说大卫是合我心意的人呢?
But why does God say that David is pleases him?
在大卫的生命中有个特性就是怎么样? 他容易受矫正。
Because there's a special character about David's life, which is that he is easily adjustable.
他一犯错误, 神一矫正他, 他马上就转过来。
As soon as he makes a mistake and God corrects him, he turns, he adjusts.
我们不是这样,
We're not like that.
我们的生命是刚硬的,
Our lives are hard.
所以我们一错就错到底,
Once we make a mistake, we make the mistake to the end.
哇,有的人一错错到,他就是宁可错到主再回来,他都不改。
Some people, they're willing to be wrong until when the Lord comes again.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹们,我讲这些都不是笑话,我想在我们生命中生活中非常真实的东西。
Brothers and sisters, these are not jokes. These are true things in our lives.
好了，我们时间没了，我讲快快讲啊，最后一个点。The
last point
就是死在十字架上。Even
death on a cross.
且死在十字架上。Even
death on a cross.
弟兄姊妹们，前面讲到说我们要学习倒空自己。
At the beginning, we talked about we must empty oneself.
倒空自己是个舍己。
To empty oneself is a sacrifice. It's to give oneself up.
Give up yourself.
It's to give up yourself.
但是到了十字架上的时候呢, 这个叫做无己。
On the cross, then it's selfless.
啊, 一个人钉死了, 那就是完全没有己。
When someone is has died on cross, nailed to death on cross, then there is no self.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
只有到了十字架的这个点上,
属灵的生命才真正达到成熟。
Only on the point of the cross is the spiritual life mature.
实在讲啊, 基督徒生命中啊, 最精彩的部分就是在十字架这个经历上面。
As for Christian life, the most exciting part is the part on the cross.
主耶稣最后三年半在地上行了无数的神迹奇事，讲了无数的道啊。
Lord Jesus Christ, for 3.5 years on earth, had preached countless messages and performed countless miracles.
只有最后到十字架上的时候啊。
And only lastly did he come onto the cross.
他的身体裂开。
His body was split.
那个生命从他的身上被释放出来。
And the life was released.
光芒万丈啊,
and there was light shining everywhere.
所以基督徒的生命也是一样, 一碰到十字架这个点上的时候,
and same thing for Christian life. When it touches on the point of the cross, then the light shines out.
就好像有的时候啊, 我们把一块这个矿石啊, 放到那个炙热的那个火炉里面去燃烧的一样。
It's just like when we place a mineral stone into a burning fire.
当那个炉火达到一定的情况高度的时候啊,
when the temperature in a furnace reaches a certain point,
这些金属这些物质, 它会发出一种奇异的光彩出来。
And these minerals will shine a special light.
对,基督的生命也是, 到了十字架, 就变成那个非常的璀璨, 非常的美丽。
The life of Christ is the same. It when it comes onto the cross, then it becomes very beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督的意念,
the mind of Lord Jesus Christ,
最后是达到十字架这个点上,
lastly, it comes onto the point of the cross.
对这一些比较年幼的弟兄姊妹,
for younger brothers and sisters,
我们怎么样来领会十字架?
How do we understand the cross?
有一个简单的一个方法,
there's a simple way.
就当事情发生的时候,
that is when something happens.
你的反应是属灵的,
your reaction is spiritual.
就表示你在背十字架,
that means you're carrying the cross.
如果事情来了, 我们的反应是血气的,
if something happens and your reaction is according to your flesh,
那表示你没有在背十字架。
That means you're not carrying the cross.
简单的讲, 十字架的经历就是一个属灵的反应。
Simply put, the cross is the experience of the cross is the reaction.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看这七个点,
you see these 7 points.
像七步台阶一样,
they're like 7 steps.
是一步比一步低的,
one is lower than the next.
一直到十字架。
Until the cross.
所以圣经才讲, 我们的主耶稣降为自卑啊。
Therefore, the Bible says that our Lord Jesus Christ has humbled and lowered himself.
到了一个时候怎么样, 神就把他升为至高。
To a point that the Lord, that God exalted him.
所以这里有个秘诀,
so the secret here,
基督徒你要像主耶稣基督,
if Christians want to be like Lord Jesus Christ,
你负责降卑,
you're responsible for descending.
神负责升高,
and then God is responsible for ascending.
这就很安全,
then that's very safe.
今天很多侍奉主的人, 很多基督徒一直想往上爬, 自己往上爬。
Today, many Christians, they all want to climb up on their own.
那么那个结果是什么? 爬得越高就摔得越重。
Then what the result is, the higher up you go, then the harder you fall.
我们不需要自己弄个什么东西来宣扬自己的名声。
We don't need anything to raise our own name.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们的标杆确定,
today we are certain about our goal.
怕你们忘记了, 再来一遍了, 我们再来讲啊, 这个标杆有四个点啊。
I don't want you to forget, so the 4 points of the goal.
第一个点什么?
What is the first one? To know
Christ. 认识基督, 啊, 第二个,
the second one.
得着基督,
to gain Christ.
第三个,
third.
享受基督,
to enjoy Christ.
第四个,
the fourth.
表现基督,
to manifest Christ.
这是我们的标杆,
that is our goal.
但是你必须具备基督的心思,
but you must have the mind of Christ.
你如果没有基督的心思, 你根本不可能进入这个实际。
If you do not have the mind of Christ, then you cannot enter into that reality.
你今天要怎么样
能够更多认识基督啊。
How can you know Christ more today?
你有了基督的心思。
You have the mind of Christ.
你会对基督的认识会增加的。
Then you will know more about Christ.
你怎么样得住基督呢？
How can you gain Christ?
你有基督的心思，你就容易撇下。
If you have the mind of Christ, then you can give up.
那么你就得住基督。
Then you have gained Christ.
你如何享受基督？
How do you enjoy Christ?
你有了基督的心思，你天天都享受基督。
If you have the mind of Christ, then you can enjoy Christ on a daily basis.
你如何表现基督呢？
How can you manifest Christ?
你有了基督的心思，你就自然表现基督。
If you have the mind of Christ, then you will naturally manifest Christ.
所以这个是今天呢，我们在主面前向着标杆的追求，在主面前一个明确的道路。
And that is the clear path we have to pursue the goal before God.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为这是一个心思。
Because it's the mind.
意思就是说，不是让你做，你要去想。
It's not something for you to do, it's for you, something for you to think about.
叫我们去做恐怕很难。
It may be very difficult for us to do.
叫你去想不难嘛，对不对？
It's not that hard to think.
所以你最好每天都把它想一遍。
So best if you think about it every day.
想慢慢的你的心思就变成基督的心思。
And as you think, then your mind will become the mind of Christ.
哇，教会每个弟兄姊妹都是基督的心思。
Every brother and sister in church will have the mind of Christ.
我们就在心思上面合一了。
And then we will be the same in our mind.
弟兄姊妹，自然主耶稣基督的美丽在教会中就会显出来。
And then naturally the beauty of Lord Jesus Christ will be manifested in church.
我想保罗在腓立比书啊。
I think Paul in the letter of Philippians.
他讲到一些最实际的东西。
He talked about some of the most practical things.
路在这里。
The way is here.
那么您不能把它当作道听啊。
You can't listen to it just as theories.
你要实实际际的去实行。
You have to act.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们所有的人，
all of us,
希望都能有基督的心思。
All of us, I hope we have the mind of Christ.
今天如果你把这些记住了，
today if you remember these,
你就正式已经开始向着标杆往前。
Then you are truly pressing toward the goal.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let us bow our head for another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你道成肉身来到地上成为一个人。
You turn into flesh to come to this world as a man.
因为你要为我们做美好的榜样。
Because you want to set a beautiful example for us.
我们为着你的受苦感谢你。
We thank you for your suffering.
我们更为着你把这个属灵的生命赐给我们感谢你。
We thank you even more for giving us this spiritual life.
我们也感谢你把这个生命的形象摆在我们的里面。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the form of this life inside of us.
感谢你借着圣灵在我们里面，在心思意念中做更新的工作。
We thank you that through the Holy Spirit you renew our minds.
主啊，我们知道今天你的生命所以从我们身上流露不出来。
Lord, we know that the reason why your mind cannot be flown out of us.
因为我们缺少像你那样的心思。
Because we lack a mind like yours.
我们求你用你的话来光照我们。
We pray that your words will shine light on us.
主啊，也让这些话在我们生命中成为实际。
So that these words can also become realities in our lives.
我们的心实在渴望。
Our heart truly thirst for it.
愿我们的心思能像你的心思。
May our minds be like your mind.
求你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.